Channel 101, beginning the visit with Cookie this Saturday about supper time, the 11th of November, 72. Channel 101, beginning the visit with Cookie this Saturday around supper time, the 11th of November, 72. Channel 101, and the beginning of the visit with Cookie this Saturday around supper time, 11th of November, 72.
Just in time for
the news. Seems like I make it in time just every night.
Time?
Yeah. Time it just right every night.
Yeah. I was over there and saw your crowd. They
were
having a good time.
Yeah. Heck, I just brought them down and turned them loose. I had things to do.
Yeah.
Ain't got none of it done.
Yeah, I figured you were out on your rounds. They were using that new grill.
Yeah, that's all right.
So, all you need is a little charcoal. That's a whole lot simpler than wood, isn't it?
Oh, gosh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know how to keep the grease. You don't have something flat up there. And you don't do that when you cook out, do you? On a grill.
I tell you, when you drop that, when that grease drops down in there and it smokes your hamburger, it goes through it and makes it taste good.
Yeah. Yeah, it gives it a taste, all right.
I like it. I like it.
You don't want it to catch fire or something like that. You got, and it makes those, makes your charcoal blaze.
We always kept us a little bit of water, and whenever it starts blazing, you know, just drop a little bit of water on it. Man, it puts it out right now. Put that blaze out right now.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, I fixed me a, after I went back over there, I fixed me a piece of pork about that big around on top of it, you know. Man, that stuff's good. Yeah, put a little pepper and onion salt on it. Man, that's good.
Yeah.
Garlic salt.
Yeah.
Let it cook in. Man, that's good eating, boy.
And it don't take long.
No, you can cook it quicker that way than you can in a skillet.
Yeah.
Sure can.
Well, now let me see. this paper, what do you call it? This paper.
Aluminum foil?
Aluminum foil.
Yeah.
What's that good for?
Roast potatoes on top of the grill.
Yeah.
Roll, wrap your potatoes up in it. Lead on top there and roast your potatoes and cook your meat all at the same time.
Yeah. Put them up there and forget about them. Half an hour.
It's so much more fun to do it that way, then.
Ain't that the truth?
In the kitchen.
Yeah. And if you drop something on the floor or the ground, why just wipe it off and forget it. Full day tomorrow.
Yeah. You got anybody booked for tomorrow?
No. I'm gonna floor the horse trailer tomorrow. Put a new floor in it. And so I'm going to Georgia Tuesday.
Put a new floor in it.
Yeah.
Pull it, pull it to
the
Cadillac.
Yeah.
Your little car is a little too light for it.
Yeah. I don't like to drive it anyway.
this thing Rick has drives my good. I never drove it. I've sat in it.
Too light for me. I've just been used to a heavy car for so long.
Yeah.
I just can't get used to a light car. Then I can drive that Cadillac as cheap as I can that Ford.
Yeah.
I can drive that Cadillac cheaper than Laura can drive her car. Sure can.
Yeah. Well, Frank, Frank said that I asked him what, I just have to see him over there. I said, what is it with about the wheels that your daddy has trouble? He said he thought there was a little rust up there on the rim.
Yeah.
I've seen that. And just eventually it keeps on eating, don't it?
Oh, yeah.
I went to Cali yesterday to pick up some things. Old Red Smith. I just stopped by to see him. He wasn't running, racing like he was during the summer. I must have talked to him 5 minutes. All that irrigation is his business now.
Oh, yeah. Last time I saw him and talked to him, he was putting out another unit over for Whitehurst, over next to Williston.
Yeah.
See, they put out that one big unit over there. And he was putting out a smaller unit in a different location over there.
Yeah.
It was giving him a fit. The well wouldn't supply enough water for the pump to.
Yeah.
In other words, the pump would handle more water than the well was putting out.
Yeah.
So they're going to run it to a lake someplace.
Yeah.
Had to pull all their pipe out of the dirt, out of the ground, run it to the lake.
It looks like they would get the water,
and then set something there that would go.
See what they had.
That's right. But no, they get the unit set down there. Then they go get the water,
yeah.
And they don't get enough.
Yeah.
That's what I told him. He said, "That looks like what I'm going to have to do."
Well, somebody else contracts for the well. You see,
yeah.
Joe Hare, somebody, but.
As long as they get good water, they can't tell them how much or guarantee them how much water they're going to get.
No. Because they can guarantee them anything.
Like that well over there at the trailer. I don't guess you can pump it dry.
Yeah.
I just don't guess you can because that pump over mine run for 48 hours. By golly, they watered run all the way down that pond down there from my well.
Really?
Yeah. Sure had.
And it was still pumping.
Still pumping water. And the pump wasn't burned up.
Well, now that's what happens. You never know what is going to happen either, do you?
No, sir. Uh-uh.
There ought to be some way to cut it off. There ought to be some way, some little cut off. After so many minutes or something like that.
Well, I've been thinking about putting a time clock on mine.
Can you do that?
Yeah. So it pumps so long and then... say pump 20 minutes, and after it pumps 20 minutes, well, it automatically cuts the electricity off.
Yes. Clear off.
Yeah.
Won't come back.
Uh-uh. Now you go and push the button then, reset.
Yeah.
Can I fix you something?
No, our kids are over the trailer.
I see, okay.
The girls and Frank came down and got his boys just a while ago, and boy, they had a ball. Frank Sermons?
Yeah.
Had his two little boys out there.
I saw him out there.
They was having herself a time.
Yeah, they were all.
I just turned them loose. I said, now, kids, here it is. I'm going. I'll be back after a while. I'd come back, they'd done cooked hamburgers on the grill, and pork steaks on the grill, and they made salad. Well, they just had a regular picnic outside.
You know, what's her name, your big daughter on that?
Head Aunt.
Head Aunt. She just ready to learn anything, Cookie. I don't know what I wouldn't just carry around with me.
I'll tell you what, she's aggressive. She wants to, and she's you sure something one time. That's all.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now she's responsible for helping me get that truck as far along as it is.
Is that right?
Because she went out there and she pulled them wrenches just as well as I did. Helped me get that wiring back up in there.
A lot of pulling to do.
Yes, my fella.
On a job that big.
And
that little old member, I guess you'd call it, I saw down there. Couldn't get in. Even had the blinds down. I don't know why he had the blinds down. Rainey, he's the fellow who lives at that truck stop.
Yeah. He owns the truck stop.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, is there more than one of them?
No, not down there, not to my knowledge.
Yeah. Well, called woman. She talked like it was in pretty good shape. Pretty sturdy. Comanche. 67. What does 67 mean?
67 model.
Oh.
6 years old.
Yeah. The demand for those is considerable.
Yes, in the spring of the year.
Yeah.
There's not much demand now.
Yeah.
No,
you can't do much on the phone,
though, can you? Every time I deal on the phone, I get burnt.
I should have, I knew it this morning, see, I knew it yesterday afternoon, I would have left where down there, a little note down there for you, in case you were telling which way you go, you know.
How long is it? Approximately.
Huh?
Approximately.
15 feet.
15 feet.
It's got everything in it, she said. It looks like a pretty fair. Pretty fair little while. That's last one I priced down there was $1,700, which is bigger than this,
yeah.
But I don't know if it's any better. Not, I don't think it was. I think this is better. I just get the idea that it's better. Yet. Yeah. It'll probably be there sometime. Get you down that way.
I guess I'll be going that way Monday. I've got to go pick up a tractor at Swift Monday.
Yeah. Already?
And then Tuesday I'm going to Georgia.
Take a trip?
Yeah. Yeah, I got to take a trip. Give people something to read.
Yeah, they don't need that. All that.
Now I think I'll load a pair of these horses and take them to Georgia Tuesday morning. See what I can do with them. I can't do better, but I can do quicker.
Oh.
I can do quicker.
Yeah.
If they don't do what I want them to do, it won't cost me no more to bring them back.
Yeah.
By golly. I'll have my trailer there. Yeah. That old queen, she's coming now. I've been hand feeding her, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've been feeding her about half a gallon of green at night, you know. Man, she comes. She's up there waiting on that handout.
Yeah.
But now, Rowdy and Babe, they don't need none. Oh, she's coming. She's getting along good. I'd love to keep them, but I need to move them on out.
Well, if they got stuck, they start banging up on you, don't they? You kind of have to keep moving everything, isn't that something?
Yeah, I've got to keep moving them on out.
You just can't keep them forever. Shameful. Well, they're as good riding as anything I'd want. I'm not a rider, you know.
Yeah, that old babe this evening, I put three kids on her and they just rode them out and they rode her out in the field there and just played with her.
Yeah.
There ain't every horse you can do that with.
No, sir.
Old Queen's the same way.
Yeah. See, it's hungry now.
It's a shame, but I can't help it. I've got to.
You see, if I, some of my friends had rather have horses like this than these little old untrained things, I just don't understand it.
Yeah, now go pay $500 for one like that, and then laugh at you if you offer them one like that for $200.
Yeah.
They will. They'll laugh at you.
Yeah. That's right. Yeah. It's just no. I give up with all those rainy people. They too much for me. Scores, you see. Nothing but scores. Well, I just want the weather. That's all I want.
Next weekend, me and my buddy, we're going to start framing up some stalls down there, a shelter, you know.
Yeah.
And I'm going out there, other side of Hawthorne, I heard of a sawmill out there where a fellow can get rough lumber, 2x4s and 1x4s. See what he's got to offer.
Yeah. You can generally do pretty good out here from Griffith.
Yeah, but last couple of times I checked with him, he didn't have no 1x4. And all the 2x4s he had was long. Too long for me to haul. All these 2x4s 12 feet long, why, they go fast, you can cut them.
Yeah.
Tens and 12, there's a, now that's the most common lengths, tens and 12.
Yeah, they go on longer than that.
Well, you take most everybody that gets them, it's like me, they got a pickup truck to haul them in, and they can't haul anything any longer. Well, I guess I better go. Get them kids home. I got to leave at 7:30. Got a Legion meeting in Newbury tonight at 8 o'clock. So I got to go over there tonight.
You kind of have to keep your hat in over there.
I've got to keep my hand in the pie, there ain't no question about it. Because they sure done a lot for me, and going to do a lot more.
That's right, nice too. It's always Newbury?
Yeah.
So you're gonna get that floor changed before you get off. What you wanna do is just cover it up?
No, I'm gonna take the whole thing out and put a new one in. I got to weld 2 cross pieces in, but where the manure rust causes them to rust out.
Yeah.
I gotta put them in. It won't take me very long.
Once you get rigged up.
That's right.
Getting started is the worst part, isn't it?
Getting started is the worst part.
Well, now you get ahead and get ahead and help in. Learn all those things.
I'll have him down here with me tomorrow.
She dusted to the stage, seems to be, where she can just learn anything. I think they do that.
Some of them do. Well, a majority of them do. Once in a while, you run into one or two that you just can't learn nothing.
Yeah. But they come to a time there where they just interested in everything.
Yeah.
Well, I'm just showing a little of everything.
She got on that little rowdy this afternoon, and man, she had him a cutting the hufflepuff over there before you could fix. Yes, my
right.
Feller.
Yeah.
But them 2 spotted horses is all I need, actually. I don't need them, but I'm going to have some horses. Well, I better run.
6:30, you got to be in Williston, 7:30?
Newbury by 8 o'clock.
Yeah.
I have to leave home at 7:30.
Yeah, yeah. You may have time to get it evened out to use a toothpick.
No, I'm going to eat over there.
Good enough.
So I'm going to go home, wash my hands, put on my other pants, and go. Yeah.
I tell you, this ground's drying out again.
We need some more rain. Of course, that little bit of rain sure made your oats and stuff shoot up fast.
I think it's enough to keep it going.
Yeah.
But this, all this other grass now, so it should take a little more rain.
Yeah.
Maybe grow a little bit.
Well, it's supposed to, according to the forecast, we're supposed to get rain tomorrow evening and Monday. I hope we do.
Just a whole lot of it. We won't get a whole lot of it. I'd be glad to get just a little.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Well, we'll see tomorrow.
Channel 1. Over. Down 400 in the end of the visit with Cookie, Saturday about supper time, 11 November 72, Channel 1 over. Around 400 in the end of the visit with Cookie, Saturday at supper time, about dark, the 11th of November 72.
Dollars in cash and parachutes. Southern Airways executives began gathering the money. The plane, though, did not land there. It flew on to Cleveland and took on more fuel. Then to Toronto, where it circled again for almost 2 hours. About 5 this morning, it landed there. Southern had raised $500,000. The hijackers refused it. The plane refueled and took off again. Shortly after 7, it arrived over Knoxville, Tennessee. A report from Kendall Jones.
For 2 hours this morning, the plane was forced to circle over the atomic installation at Oak Ridge, Tennessee, near Knoxville. The three hijackers threatened to crash the plane into the Atomic Energy Commission Center unless their demands were met. Those demands included a ransom of $10 million in return for the safety of the other 26 passengers and the crew of 4 who were aboard. Airline officials were finally able to get the money together, or a good portion of it at least, and flew it to Knoxville aboard a small jet. At the same time, FBI agents and other law enforcement officials, including sharpshooters, were flown to Knoxville in hopes of catching the hijackers off guard. The family of one of the hijackers, identified as Melvin Cale of Oak Ridge, was also brought to the airport in an attempt to talk him into surrendering, but they never got a chance. The hijackers radioed that they were going to Chattanooga and demanded that the money be taken there. The ransom was put aboard another Southern DC-9, just like the one that was hijacked. Then the money plane took off for Chattanooga. It was followed closely by a U.S. Navy plane filled with FBI agents. The Navy plane also carried other items demanded by the hijackers: parachutes, bulletproof vests, helmets, and medical supplies. A short time later, the hijacked plane landed in Chattanooga. By that time, word had gotten around and hundreds of spectators drove to the airport to see what was going on. The money and supplies were transferred to the plane without incident, but the hijackers appeared to be extremely nervous. They were armed with rifles and hand grenades. At one point, they demanded that spectators be moved back from the far end of one runway where the plane was refueled. The hijackers feared that police sharpshooters might be hiding among the spectators. Finally, after more than 20 hours of jet hopping to a half dozen cities, the plane took off for Havana, the hijackers' final destination. Finley Jones, NBC News, Chattanooga, Tennessee.
The man who loaded the plane in Chattanooga said the three hijackers were very nervous and that they ordered the plane off before he could load all the food on board. And he may not have gotten all of the $10 million on board.